Om Shanti. I think there will be today's self-introduction. I just wanted to share with you my name. The name of this body is known as Ramesh. And I don't know whether you have heard today's Murli. In today's Sakar Murli, my and Usha's name were there. So today everybody in Shantivan was asking me, how is it your name came in Baba's Murli? So I told them that because you were not there, therefore I was fortunate enough that my name was came. If you had been there, my name would not be there, your name would have been there. So I have to talk with you about the subject of first half is disaster management, and thereafter based on that thing, one project that we are going to undertake, we will discuss those things. I don't know whether you are familiar with this Spark Spiritual Application and Research Center, which is there in room number 13 in the academy side. What happened that when this whole Gyan Sarovar complex was under construction, and then say 90% was over, and then the question came up of allotment of rooms. So I and Dadiji, Dadi Prakashmani came here and we started allocating rooms. At that time we had 12 wings. So we started allocating room, this room for this room for this. For example, room number 3 for art and culture wing, room number 7 for education wing, room number 8 for jurist wing. Like that we went on allotting rooms. And then the last one, room number 13, so that when we were there, you see, I asked Dadiji that we have got one room extra. So Dadiji said, no, we don't have one room extra. This is a special room. Baba wants us to start research and development activities, because in all the universities, there are always two things required. One, a playground where people can go there, so stretch their legs and arms and all those things, and then play also. And then the other requirement is this of research and development. So we want to develop and utilize this room for developing new various varieties of godly services, various varieties or ways and means of experiencing many things also. So also experimenting and experiencing yoga and all those things, you see. So for that purpose, we want to and utilize this room, and Baba wants you to be in charge of this room, and we want to develop this type of various varieties of activities. So we said okay, and then Dadiji asked me that, will you like to continue this room number as this number of this room as room number 13? You know, in West 13 is not an auspicious number, am I right? I have seen in hotels there, you see, there is room number 12, then 12A, then 14, 15, like that, but they don't keep room number, they don't number 13. That is the normal tendency. There is a superstition. So Dadiji asked me, should we change this room number to 12A? I said, no, there is no need. On the contrary, I like room number 13. Dadiji said, why you like 13? I said, I don't know whether you are familiar with the history of Sikh religion. You know, in India, Sikhs, with those who are wearing turbans and all those things. So this Sikh religion, Guru Nanak, you see, he was a businessman. And once while he was handling his shop, he was counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like that, you see. And then he came with 13. In Hindi, 13 means tera. Tera means yours. So when he was counting, he said 13, then he stopped there only. 13, 13, 13, 13. That means tera, tera, I am yours. It is written here also. I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. So when I say I belong to Baba, I say, main Baba, main tera hu. Means yours, 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 like that. So he stopped there only. So I said, Baba Dadi, that this number 13 is very auspicious because it was responsible for the establishment of a new religion. If 13 is auspicious for the purpose of establishment of a new religion, I said, this room number 13 is very auspicious because we are not only concerned with new religion, we are concerned with new world. So naturally, therefore, this room will be very useful. And then it was, we sent four or five names to Baba, and then Baba approved Spiritual Application and Research Center. In short, it is SPARC. And then when Baba inaugurated that thing, Baba said that he is establishing this research center in order to develop the faculty or art of churning. My children, Baba said, you see, many of them do not, they just listen to Murlis. They read literature, but they do not churn. Unless you churn, you know, in case of milk also, unless you churn, you do not get butter. How do you get butter? By churning the yogurt or curd and all those things, then only you get butter. So like that, Baba said that, you see, I want to develop in my children this art of churning the knowledge. You followed? Art of churning the knowledge. By churning only, what will happen? That you will get the nectar, you will get the essence, you will get the most important thing. And this is why, you see, Baba said that, you see, he has established this Spiritual Application and Research Center. And then what happened? That many things, many subjects were discussed, and I think before about 15 days only, from 4th of February, we had our 10th annual international meeting. Many double foreigners were there also. We had invited many also. Some of you were not here. But we had a meeting of about 400 VKs from India and outside India also. And over a period of years, we have selected so many subjects. For example, Sanskar transformation, how to transform our personality traits, how to convert, transform. Some of us might be having the problem of anger, problem of greed, attachment and whatnot. How to transform those things, you see. We had for 1 year that subject also. For another year, we had subject of godly service through vibrations or through mind, mental services or through mind also. So like that, we had several subjects also. Then before 2 years, we had selected the subject of disaster and crisis management. And that was also a very popular subject because at that time, in our institution, right from the very first day, we have this God's message of disaster. You know how Brahma Baba got his first divine vision. Recently, on last Sunday only, we had a function in Bombay on the seashore of Chowpatty, that place Chowpatty. You know, Brahma Baba used to stay in Bombay, and daily in the evening, his residence was near the seashore, and daily in the evening he used to come for a walk along the seashore. And then he was, when sitting in front of the ocean, he had his first divine vision, and the whole sky in front of him became a video screen, so to say, such a big screen. And there he saw the disaster, and people killing each other, bloodshed, and then at bombs and this and that, and all those things were there, you see. So bloodshed and all those things were there, you see. He could not tolerate, he could not feel it good to see that particular scene. And then so he stopped, he liked it. In fact, I have seen Brahma Baba giving me, repeating the same scene as if same thing is going on in front of him. And then after a while, you see, that scene was removed, and then he had another vision from the sky, stars coming down, and then you see transforming into deities, angels and all those things. And so angelic world, or what we call as heavenly world, was there in front of him, and he liked that very much. Then Baba said, yes, this is very good, this is very good. And then he heard that voice that you will be instrument for this transformation. This is what he heard. This is what Baba told me also. And then Baba actually performed also how he reacted. He said like this, "Oh, sorry, I am not capable enough to do this work." Like that Baba raised his hand and said to Almighty or whatever was there in front of him, he said, "I am not," because he heard that voice from somewhere. At that time he had no knowledge that this voice is coming from Shiva Baba. But he heard that voice that you will be responsible for this transformation. So to that he replied like this, "Sorry, I am not capable enough to face these things or to do this work. But you know the destiny." And then slowly and slowly he went back to his hometown. And then in 1936-37 he started this institution. And then you know what, and you have also this knowledge, you see. In 71 we came, we left India, and then Baba had told us that you have to establish one center in the east and another center in the west. So in that 71 tour, we established one center in London and the other one in Hong Kong. And then slowly and slowly, godly service spread it. The point is that right from the very first divine glimpse, Baba has informed us of disaster and thereafter establishment of the new world. There are various varieties of disasters. We had in our research, which that research lasted for about 1.5 years, we had several questions. First of all, we had a survey. We asked the people, in that there were 10 questions, and we asked people that, "Do you think that disasters will take place in future? Do you feel like that?" And apart from BK family, outsiders, when they replied this, many of them said, "Oh, it is impossible, it is impossible, it is impossible." They were not convinced that disasters can take place. But then, you know, recently on 26th of, which day, you know that 26th, what happened? Tsunami waves, an earthquake was there, you know. And then so much of damage has taken place. And then what happens? Now people realize that yes, such disasters can take place. Baba has said so many times in his Sakar Murli that Bombay will not be there in the golden age. Where will be Bombay? You know? If those of you have read Sakar Murli's, they must have Bombay will be underwater. How? It will be naturally through such disasters only. But in those days, everybody was not concerned with disasters and all those things. And after this tsunami waves and all those problems, what happened? We have so many articles in Bombay. Even I stay in Bombay. So many articles have come in Bombay that if tsunami waves strike Bombay, then what will happen? So many articles. I remember one newspaper article of 4 pages, 4 full pages, that what will be the extent of damage to Bombay. And there, at the end, in one paragraph, the author has written that tsunami waves can strike not only Bombay, but any other seaport. Any other seaport. Before about 80 or 90 years, you see, tsunami waves which struck South America. And those waves went up to Japan. And in Japan, 140 people lost their lives. So waves may strike in South America. And effect can be there in Japan also. It is so much powerful. I don't know whether you have read articles on this recent disaster. It has been said, I have written in my article also, that 100,000 atom bombs, that much energy, if 100,000 atom bombs strike together and how much energy will be generated. That much energy was there when this tsunami wave struck, you know, with 50 meters in height. So much water rising above the sea level, 50 meters, 60 meters, where it originated. And it moved at a jet speed of 700 or 800 kilometers per hour, such a terrific speed. That was there, you see. And then what happened? You know, the extent of damage in India also, and everywhere else also, in Sri Lanka and then Thailand and other places also, everywhere the disaster has struck. So now if you ask anybody, people will say, yes, such disasters can take place. Then the question is, are we ready? Baba is in his all in this recent Avyakta Muralis of this season has always said that time is short. And then Baba has also said that the five elements of nature, they are all anxious to strike the world. At the moment, for example, in this disaster, last disaster, tsunami wave disaster, there was only one element which struck. If all the five elements strike together, what will happen? And it is recorded in the, in scriptures also. Even in scriptures of Hindu religion and in scriptures of Christian religion. In Christian religion, I don't know if you have visited Vatican City. You have visited Vatican City? I have gone there, Vatican City and Vatican Museum. And there are those paintings of Raphael. Michelangelo and Raphael, they were the two very great outstanding artists of the 14th or 15th century. I don't remember exactly. And this Raphael has painted pictures. I have got book on this subject also in Bombay. And those paintings printed in a book where it is, the name and title is Noah's Ark. As per Christianity, it is Noah's Ark, that they heard this voice that great disaster is going to strike. There will be flood, heavy rain and all those things. Flood will be there. So before that, start making preparations. And they were asked that construct a big boat, steamer. And then in that boat, assemble together all the essential things, seeds of all the essential things, trees and all those things, all the art, etc., and dump it in this boat. And when there is a flood, that fish will come there, and that fish will drive the steamer into the new world, and a new world will begin there. That is the beginning, you see, of the new world. This is how the Noah's Ark is famous in Christianity also. In Hinduism also. Om Shanti. So I was just telling you that according to Hindu mythology also, there are 10 incarnations of God. And the very first incarnation is incarnation of God in the form of a fish. And the story is like this, that one saint, you know saint, you see, with those clothes, you know, you must have seen those saints also. One saint was taking bath in the river, and then he was offering water to his relatives and all those things. And so when he was offering water like this, one small fish was in his palm. So he thought that this small fish will be killed and will be eaten away by the big fish. You know, Huxley's principle, survival of the fittest. So the survival of the fittest means stronger people will kill the weaker people. Like that, strong people survive on the basis of killing and eating small fishes and all those things. So he thought that, let me save this small fish. He had a small earthen pot with him. So he kept that fish in his earthen pot and then he came back to his hermitage. And then the fish grew in size. So he took it to his nearby well. Then there also it expanded. So he took it to the nearby river. There also this fish expanded. And so he took it to the ocean. And when he dropped that fish in the ocean, he heard that voice that I am not an ordinary fish. I am incarnation of God in the form of fish. And I am to warn you that there will be a great disaster coming in the form of heavy rains, floods and all those things. And then what will happen? That before that you construct a big boat, just like Christianity. I know Noah's Ark, same story, that you have to construct a big boat and select 7 people from this world, from the present world, select all the essence of all the seeds of everything that is required for the purpose of constructing and establishing new world. And he said that I am giving you time of 7 days. Within 7 days you must construct and finish this work. On the 8th day there will be this flood. And then on the 8th day there was this heavy rains and all those things, flood was there. They all assembled together in that boat. And then that fish came. And then fish was driving that boat towards the new world. And then at the destination they all came out. And then they started and established new world. This is the Christian Indian mythology also regarding disasters. The point is that disasters are already recorded in the mythology of Christianity, in the mythology of Hinduism, and so many other religions also. I don't want to go into the depth of it. So disasters are known to the people. And now, at the moment, people have accepted that disasters can take place. For us, in the divine family, there is a different type of disaster. You know a different type of disaster? Number one disaster is that we all know golden age is coming. Most of you who are sitting here, you have not seen Brahma Baba and you have not seen Mamma also. What happened that once Abhyakta Baba was there in meditation hall. You know, here in Pandavan there is meditation hall. At that time our divine family was a small one. Nowadays we require a diamond hall, you see, so that all the 20,000 people can sit together or 15,000 people can sit together. At that time it was a small family. And one sister was sitting in front, just like our Baba is sitting here. Like she was sitting in front and she was crying. She had tears in her eyes. So Baba suddenly looked at that sister and asked Baba that, why you are crying? Why you have got tears? So she said, Baba, I am crying. I have got tears because I could not see you in your corporeal form when Brahma Baba was there. And so I am crying on my misfortune. I am crying on my misfortune that I have not seen you in the corporeal form. I could not enjoy your company. So Baba said, but now you are sitting in front of me. You are enjoying my company. Why don't you take the advantage of the presence, of my presence in front of you? This is the common problem with all of us, that we suffer from pain and misery on the strength of our past. We do not enjoy present fully. But we carry the burden of our past. Plato has said that we are the children of our own past. And many of us have burdened our present on the strength of our failures in the past, or problems of the past. Same thing happened at that moment also. I was there in front of, I was sitting also in next to the sister only. And I heard Baba saying that, why don't you enjoy the present? I am sitting in front of you. Enjoy my presence. Remember me. Have faith in me. Have love with me. And then Baba said that since you are crying and you are weeping, Baba said, you have still time. You have still time to perfect yourself. To perfect yourself and accumulate all the good things that you can do. Build your future in such a manner that you can be from the beginning of the golden age. The second option is still possible. The first option, that you may be beginning from the confluence age, that is not possible. That time has gone. Baba started this institution from 37. So you could not, now you cannot change your role. You cannot come from the beginning of the confluence age. But you still have chance, opportunity to come from the beginning of the golden age. So that you can see Brahma Baba and Mamma as the first world emperor in the form of Sri Lakshmi and Narayan. So Baba said, still that is possible. But if, and this is what applicable to all of us, and Baba said, if you do not perfect yourself completely, if you do not become 100% perfect, and if you are not worthy enough to be in this new world from the beginning of the golden age, and then if you come after, say, 400 or 500 years, what will happen? You will not be able to see Lakshmi and Narayan in that form also, in the corporeal form also. And therefore Baba said, as a warning, and I'm repeating those words, Baba said that it means that at all times, during the entire world cycle, you will be able to see Brahma and Saraswati or Lakshmi and Narayan only in the form of pictures, in the form of idols, in the form of statues, and in the form of stories only. You will not be able to see them physically. So for BKs, the disaster will be that if we do not put in great efforts, and if we do not come from the beginning of the golden age, that will be the greatest disaster for all of us. So for the world, it's a different story. And then the second question is that we discussed during this subject, disaster and crisis management, was that to develop new ways and means of godly services during disaster period. All these present varieties of godly services are based on peacetime godly services. You require peace. You require calmness and everything. Then only all this, for example, exhibition, for example, conference, for example, retreats, all these things are based on peacetime godly services. Am I right? Can we have a conference during war? Can we have a retreat during that time? Can we have exhibition during that time? Can we have courses like positive thinking, self-management training, or any other training program during disasters? So disasters require special varieties of godly services. There are two different things. Just as vehicles, vehicles on the land and vehicles in the ocean, are they same or they are different? Can you drive your motor car in an ocean? If you try to drive, what will happen? Can you drive? You require different sets of vehicles for ocean or for a river You require a boat and all those things, steamer and all those things. You cannot drive motor cars. It means vehicles are entirely different. The life on the land and life in the ocean, they are two entirely different subjects. Like that in the field of godly services also. Peacetime godly services are different from disaster time godly services. And at that time, what will happen? People then know, realize that thing. In India, you see, whenever people, we had World Renewal Spiritual Exhibition. So we had one picture of disaster. Disaster means floods and earthquakes and so many things, you see. One picture on one side, disasters. And we used to tell people, we had instructed our guides to tell people that, look, at the moment you are seeing this disaster in the form of a picture, in the form of a painting and all those things. A day will come when this picture will be transformed into a reality, will be transformed into form of a reality. And at that time, you will remember that you had seen one World Renewal Spiritual Exhibition, and in that, so-and-so gentleman or sister informed you about forthcoming such a disaster. And that sister or that brother informed you to equip yourself with this forthcoming disaster. And I am sure you are not listening to this warning at the moment. But we have these godly instructions to inform you that at that time you should not tell that, oh God, I am the most unfortunate person, that although I received your instruction, information, I did not take notice of it. I did not pay attention to it. And I just wasted my time. And now disaster is in front of me. What can I do? You cannot do anything at the last moment. So this type of disasters, you see, and for that, you see, we have been training people also. And therefore, we are developing also godly services that can be there during disaster period. And this floods and all those things can take place. There are books on this subject. I don't know, we had in Bombay, Divinize the main conference, and then in Delhi also, one conference, I forget the name of that conference, Future of Mankind. We had a Future of Mankind conference, and we had asked people to come from various countries and to participate in that conference. And in that, Japan had sent one movie for our that conference. And the title of that movie was The Last War. Title of that movie was Last War. It has been, I think, then also it was shown in various cinema theaters also. We have seen that movie in our Delhi conference, The Last War, Japan. And there, flood is coming, you see, water, and this and that, and all those things coming. Which recently, you see, when tsunami waves came, we saw on television how we had a 10-minute movie on TV, that there was a dry area, completely, I mean, people were happily living and all those things. Suddenly water comes from one end, from the sea water comes, and then slowly and slowly it floods it, everything. And then the cars were there, cars were also driven away by the water, and then buildings actually collapsing. That picture, that movie which we saw, was actually in reality transformed by the tsunami waves. And there also in the tsunami, this last war also, buildings and all those things collapsing like pack of cards on all those things, you see. It was really terrific, that last war picture. And this is going to happen, you see. And therefore, are we ready and are we prepared for that? Can we see that bloodshed which is going to take place at the end? It's going to be a very, very, very tough scene for all of us. We require solid iron heart to look at it, to face it. And at that time, the most important thing is how to do godly service during that time. How to survive also. First question is of how to survive, and the second question is how to do godly service during that period and afterwards. So these are the problems with which we are concerned, with disaster management. And therefore what happened that we had finished this project, we had so many papers also. I brought them those papers, copies of those papers also, research papers. One paper is on the survey on perceptions about disaster. Then another subject is, we have downloaded from the internet also, emergency management. Then another paper is on talking about disasters, a big paper like this. And then another paper, this is very popular with double foreigners also, fixing my role from the beginning of the golden age. That is going to be a disaster for us, that if we do not fix our role from the beginning of the golden age, then what will happen? That we will not be able to see Brahma Baba in the form of Lakshmi and Narayan. Many of us, if we have to recast the drama, I am sure you will like to be in this divine family from the beginning, from 1937. Am I right? Would you like to be in this divine family from 1937? If you are given a choice and recast the drama and world drama and you be here from the beginning of the established, and then you would have seen Baba and Mama and everybody. You would have seen those days of Karachi and Hyderabad and all those things. Look, some of the sisters are saying, yes, 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 many of you are raising here. But drama is drama. So your role is fixed that you will not be able to see. My role is also fixed like that. I came to know Baba only in the year 1952. Beyond, so I share your views also that if I had been in this divine knowledge. Once one brother asked Baba that, Baba, I wish I had been here from the beginning of 1937. Baba said that, sorry, if you had been from the beginning of 1937, you would have just ran away from this institution. It's good that you have come at the appropriate time. At appropriate time as per your role in drama. Otherwise, many people were there in the beginning. 800 people were there, and out of them, 400 only survived. Others just left Baba. They could not recognize Baba. So like that, you see, point is that, you see, we have to plan our life in such a manner. So fixing my role from the beginning of the golden age. This is very important book. Very nice research work is done in this subject. Then, the other side of the coin. Pardon? In the Spark office, 13, room number 13. The other side of the coin. You know, before about 8-10 years, we were in this transpersonal psychologist conference in Davos in Switzerland. There we met one scientist, Alfred Hoffman. Alfred Hoffman, he had invented drugs, LSD drugs, you know, all those drugs. In the West it's a big problem. Nowadays it is not that big, but otherwise it was. And he was working in Sandoz. He was the chief research officer of Sandoz. And there he invented this LSD as a drug. And then he retired. And in our conference, his paper was there. So we had invited him for lunch, where we were, you see, staying in Davos, you see, in that Davos conference. And then he said, I asked him, what work you are doing? He has established one institution, I forget his name of the institution. There he is developing new ways and means He said that disasters are one side of the coin. And these disasters are not the end of the world. The disasters are meant for the beginning of the new world. And therefore he said, disasters and new world, science and spirituality. He said, these are the two sides of the same coin. Disasters and new world, science and spirituality, these are the two sides of the same coin. And this is what he is doing. He wants to people to understand that such disasters can be there, and what next after disasters? People do not know what is going to happen after the disasters. We in India do not have big problem, because we in India, you see, Indian mythology is based on the circular movement of time. Golden, silver, copper, iron, and again, you see, golden, silver, copper, iron, you see. So we in India, you see, as per Indian mythology and philosophy, do not have any problem. But where people do not believe in reincarnation, rebirth, and re-establishment of the new world, for them there is a big problem. We had organized one international essay competition on the subject of rebirth or reincarnation as a scientific principle. And we received more than 300 articles also, papers also. And one paper was written by one lady belonging to Islam religion. Islamic religion. You know Islam, Muslims, Mohammedans. So she wrote this paper. She said that she had always a feeling whether there is rebirth or not. What after that, what next? She was having that feeling. And then when she heard and when she read our leaflet about this reincarnation essay competition, she went through the Islamic religion literature. And in her paper, she had written in her preface that she wrote that she was thinking one of her relative's wife, had a child. She delivered a baby boy, and that baby boy died within 2 days of her birth, of its birth. And then, you know, as per Islam religion also, the cremation took place. And as per Islamic also, there will be doomsday. Qiyamah, as they call it in Islam religion. Qiyamah. Just as we have in Christian religion also, doomsday, final day of judgment. All those mystical things, you know it. In India also, that Garuda Puran and all those things are there, and then we will be all presented before the God as Supreme Justice, Dharmaraj. Christianity also, there is a confession box also. People go to the church and then confess, and then say that those who have confessed, they will get benefit at the end when they will be presented during the last final session. And then those who have offered confessions, they will be saved. And Christ will say, appear before God and say that, oh, these people have offered confessions, and so please forgive them. So like that, those stories are there. Those of you who have studied religion, unfortunately or fortunately, have read more than 4,000 books on religion, philosophy, and all those things, and studied it, all the 10 important religions of the world. The point is that, you see, when we had organized this rebirth essay competition, that sister went through the Islamic religion literature, and she came out with that paper and said that according to Islam also, that rebirth is a possibility also. Islam is not against rebirth. So like that, there are so many things. It requires a lot of research and all those things, you see. But we now know, and this, as I was telling you, Alfred Hoffman is also trying to establish that after disaster, what next? And therefore, what happened that in our this last meeting, which was from 3rd of February, we have undertaken one new project. And I want to share details of that new project. We have this park meeting twice in a year. Last meeting was in September also, and then this recent one on 3rd of February. We met Baba also as a group on 3rd of February, and then our meeting was for 4 days, 4th, 5th, 6th and 7th of February. During last meeting in September, Dadi Gulzar, Dadi Radhe Mohini, you are going to meet Dadi Radhe Mohini just now after 12:30. So Dadi was there, and Dadi, while giving class to our Spark members, she said that you must develop new godly services, whereby the news and of the godly services or the voice of BKs reaches the government. You followed what Dadi said? You must develop new godly services whereby your voice or effect of the voice reaches the government also. This is what Dadi said. So we took it as a challenge and we said, yes, we will develop new ways and means because this is the aim of Spark. Baba said that you see, do churning and develop new godly services and all those things. So we had a meeting and we discussed and we decided to have a campaign whereby our voice reaches government. And then we had before us the 1986 model of godly service, that project, Million Minutes of Peace project. I don't know, some of you might be there in this divine family in 1986. How many of you were there in 1986? Hardly 5-10%. So in 1986 we had, the project originally started from Australia, Sydney. One brother, you see, thought of this because it was the International Year of Peace. United Nations had declared it an International Year of Peace and we wanted to do something for United Nations. And so this one brother developed this project based on that project in Australia. Its news went to England, and then from England that news came to India, and we all accepted that project and it became a worldwide project. And we had collected minutes for 1 month. September month we had selected September 86, and we collected minutes for that project. And we asked people that during this period donate 3 minutes to 30 minutes in the form of either prayer, in the form of meditation or silence for world peace. And then it became a success. And our voice reached United Nations, not only United Nations, but the governments, various governments also. And we received one International Peace Messenger Award and 6 National Peace Messenger Awards. So those of you were there in 1986, they know this project, that how, you see, through this project, our voice reach United Nations, it's reach 6 also national governments also, and they gave us also Peace Messenger Award. Then in 88, we had also another project, Global Cooperation for a Better World. So like that, we had very good projects also. So we thought that let us develop a new project whereby through this project, through such intensive campaigns, our voice will reach government. And this is what Dadi Gulzar had suggested. So we first decided to have one project on terrorism because it was the month of September. And on 11th of September, before 3 years, I hope you know what happened in England, in America. 11th of September, before 3 years. Do you know what happened? Those aeroplanes struck twin towers, and then many thousands of people, you see, died. Am I right? So that was one such activity of terrorism. And then in the month of September also, only in Russia also, in Chechnya, this terrorist activity took place, and about 300 or 400 young school-going children, they died. I hope you know, remember this. I know the human memory is very short. We forget easily. But it's, the fact is that in the month of September, before 3 years, that tragedy took place in New York, and in this September 2004, the tragedy took place in Russia also, Chechnya or something, I don't remember exactly the name of the town, where this terrorist activity took place. Om Shanti. So we, in the beginning, thought that we can have a campaign against terrorism. But then when we discussed in Bombay, then we found that in some places in India also, this terrorist activity is going on. And many of them have visited our centers also. And they think that they are not doing something bad. Their aim is that they want to transform wealth from the rich to the poor. So they are doing something good. And therefore, if we think that, and if we label them that you as a terrorist, you are doing something bad, then, you know, ego. Ego is the worst enemy of mankind. And that can create problems. So it was rejected that we should not have any campaign against terrorism. Then we thought we should have a campaign on the subject of transformation. And we decided one topic. When we change, world will change. When we change, world will change. Then we asked this thing to Baba, that Baba, should we have a campaign on this subject? And Baba said, no, you cannot have this subject. Because world transformation is based on your transformation. Your means you children, not the children of the world. World transformation is based on our transformation. We, divine family children, because we will be from the beginning of the golden age. The people of the world, they are not going to be from the beginning of the golden age. They may come from silver and copper age or iron age and all those things. The increase in population is mainly after copper age, not beyond copper age. So Baba said that for them, transformation is not there. They are going to be in the soul world. They will come after after the beginning of copper age. So transformation is depending on you people, on you children. And so the world is not concerned with your transformation. So that should not be selected as a topic. Then we had further discussion. And one brother suggested, Brother Mark of France, he suggested that we have on the subject of self-respect, give respect and have self-respect. The first Murli of 15th of October, first Murli before double foreigners, when Baba met in Om Shanti Bhavan. Kindly refer to that Murli. So when we thought of that particular subject, we had a further meeting here. When we asked Baba that should we select this subject, Baba said, you select any particular value, and based on that value you can have a campaign, because values are most important. So then again we had a further discussion. And then we thought that we have a campaign on this value-based, establishment of value-based society. Establishment of value-based society. And so I asked on 31st of December Baba that should we have campaign on the subject of establishment of value-based society. So Baba said, yes, it's a good subject. You can have this campaign on the subject of establishment of value-based society. And then Baba said, who will do it? I said, I think whole Divine Family will undertake this campaign, because ultimately our aim is to establish value-based society. And Baba said, okay, you see, you have this campaign. Because what happens, that if we tell people that we want to establish heaven, then heaven has got so many different connotations, different meanings and different reactions and all those reflections also. Different mythologies have got different understanding of heaven. People believe that heaven is somewhere else. And normal feeling is that heaven and hell, they are away and apart from this world. This is a normal feeling. And therefore, to establish heaven is a big question. People will not accept. I tell you from my Indian background that before about 15 years, there was one All India Conference on History. All India History Conference. Brother Jagdish and myself participated in the conference, and we had presented our papers also, and we conducted also one survey. And in that, there are four sections of that conference. One was dealing with prehistoric period, this Hindu mythology, Ramayana, Mahabharata, Krishna and Rama and Gita and all those things. So prehistoric period. There were about 105 scholars participating in that conference, that prehistoric portion. And we asked, we had a questionnaire, and one question was, do you believe that heaven as described in Indian mythologies, Indian scriptures like Gita, etc., is a reality or a myth? This is what we asked to those scholars of prehistoric period. And we thought that they will all believe and they will say, yes, heaven is a reality. But to our surprise, 87% of them replied that heaven is not a reality, it is a myth. It is merely a faith. So then Jagdish Bhai and Brother Jagdish and myself thought that if we had asked this question, that Brahma, heaven or golden age, as decided or as thought by Brahma Kumaris, is a reality or myth, then what would have happened? Most of them would have rejected that thing. Because people have different understanding, entirely different understanding about heaven and hell. You may not be knowing, as per one religion, Jain religion of India, Sri Krishna, Krishna you see is in the seventh hell. In hell also there are seven, one, two, three, four, and the seventh hell is the last hell. And then he is there in the seventh hell, as per that mythology of Jain religion. And I asked one Jain scholar, that why as per your religion, Krishna is going to be in the seventh hell? He said, naturally he has to be there because he had 16,108 wives. So a man with 16,000 wives, how can he be in heaven? He can be only in hell, and that is the worst hell. So I just jokingly told him that many brothers who are married, they always think that they are in hell because of marriage. So if with one marriage they think they are like in hell, then what will happen if they have got 16,000 wives? What will happen to those people? Anyway, I'm just joking, don't worry, don't take it seriously. But the point is that about heaven and hell, there are different meanings and different understandings. So, but there is no dispute about values. So establishment of value-based society, we thought and we discussed with Baba also, and Baba has given green signal. And this is what we want to explain people, that after disasters, this value-based society will be there. And for that, the knowledge of values is most essential. And therefore, this campaign will be on establishment of value-based society through education in values. You followed the subject. Establishment of value-based society through education in values. And this is what we are teaching people. And we want to say that after disaster, what will happen? And therefore, in this last meeting, we have decided to organize new courses also, new course on this subject. You know, you have got various courses afterwards. Positive thinking course, you have got positive thinking, virtues also, values also, courses are there. And like that, you see, SML training course are there, so many courses are there. Like that, if we develop disaster management course, then people will realize that yes, we should be fully prepared to meet all these disasters. You may be surprised that after the tsunami waves problem, in one city in India, that municipality or the city council of that town has developed this subject of disaster management training. Disaster management training program has been developed in that town also. How to prepare people to face such disasters. You know, such disasters can come at any time. When the tsunami wave struck the eastern coast of India, there is that Marina Beach in Madras. Now it is known as something else. So there you see people were had gone there in the morning for a morning walk. And then what happened? The tsunami waves struck and those people died. One program of laughing club was there on that Marina Beach. Like in Bombay also, in Worli also there is a Worli beach. And there this laughing club is there. They always have programs in the morning. So this laughing club people had morning program. You know, they laugh and they think that we can develop our lungs and all those things by laughing. With a loud voice, laughing club are there. I don't know whether in your country you have got laughing club. So these laughing clubs are there. So these laughing club people were there, and when the tsunami wave struck eastern coast of India, all those were there, they were all washed away. So point is that, you see, such disasters can take place. And therefore now we have to inform people, equip people with disasters. And after disaster, what next? People know now, people have accepted that disasters can take place. Our Indian newspapers, as I was telling, newspapers, and there are so many books now also on these disasters. And there are other books also. I don't know whether you have read one book. I read one book of that if I have written also that in one of my articles also, that as per that book, one scientist has said that if 5 atom bombs are thrown in the North Pole and 5 atom bombs are thrown on the South Pole, then the nuclear heat generated by those 10 atom bombs will melt ice which is there on the North Pole and South Pole. And as per that scientific report, they say that if 5 atom bombs are thrown on North Pole and South Pole, then the sea water level will rise by 100 feet. Sea water level will ocean, that means ocean water level will rise by 100 feet because so much of water is there in the form of ice. In the form of ice on the North and South Pole. This can be the other way around also, because I was also professor of geography also. I have studied geography in detail. And as per geography, there are two north. One is physical north, like this. And the other one is magnetic north. Physical north is like this. The magnetic north is like this. Earth is at an angle of 23.5 degrees on its axis. 23.5 degrees. Those of you who have studied geography, even in your schools also you must have been taught that Earth is like this, not like this, but like this. because of the magnetic north, tilting by an angle of 23.5 degrees. With the result, when Earth was on this side of the Sun, then the bottom portion is in front of the Sun, and therefore summer in southern hemisphere and winter in the northern hemisphere. That is taking place on 23rd of December. On 23rd of June, Earth is on this side of the Sun, because you know Earth rotates round the Sun also. Earth has got two moments. One, moving on its own axis, because of which we have got day and night. The other one is the ecliptical movement round the Sun. And therefore, on 23rd of December, Earth is on this side of the Sun, and the southern hemisphere has got summer, and northern hemisphere has got winter. On 23rd of June, Earth is on this side. So this side is facing Sun, and therefore the northern hemisphere has got summer, and southern hemisphere has got winter. Days are longer in the northern hemisphere on 23rd of June. Whereas on 23rd of March and 23rd of September, days in the northern hemisphere and southern hemisphere, they are of equal duration. I mean, this is elementary geography. So this is because of Earth inclination like this of 23.5 degrees. And one of the newspaper article which I read, that because of this tsunami waves and earthquake caused by that, or the earthquake caused the tsunami waves, because of that the magnetic north inside the Earth, the magnetic north inside the Earth has tilted by 40 meters towards north. By 40 meters towards the north. That is what the newspaper reports are there. So magnetic north can move, can shift. And if that movement is there in their final destination, and if the Earth tilts like this and it becomes like this, straight, that means the geographical north and the magnetic north, they become identical, then there will be biggest problem will be there. And that has to be there because the type of climate which Baba has said of the Golden Age, that climate can be there only and only if geographical north and physical north are of 90 degrees, straight. At the moment, the difference is of 23.5 degrees. If they become straight, then what will happen? The type of climate which Baba has suggested, that will be there in the Golden Age. And therefore, this movement has to be there. How it will take place? It can be through nuclear war. It can be through such disasters, through earthquakes and whatnot, volcanoes and all those things. You may not be knowing that, you know, when you go back to Nakhi Lake, you know Nakhi Lake here in Mount Abu, Nakhi Lake, where we have our Baba's spiritual museum is there. That Nakhi Lake is, many of you may not be knowing, as per geography, this is the mouth of a frozen volcano. This Nakhi Lake is the mouth of a frozen volcano. Mount Abu is in that volcano belt or earthquake belt. These are all mountains caused by eruption of volcano and all lava, juice and all those things you see coming out. Just as, you know, in Vesuvius and so many other places also, the lava coming out from the earth and cause damage. So like that, you see, so many things. You can just imagine what Baba has said. When all the five elements of the nature strike together, what will happen? Just think of that thing. So various ways and means, various combinations of disasters will be there. And the point is that we have to be ready for that. And before that, as Baba has said, we have to perfect ourselves. and find out ways and means how to make ourselves perfect, how to purify ourselves also, how to utilize our resources to the best possible manner so that we gain some better future through the utilization of our resources. All these questions are there, so many questions are there, and that has to be understood and that has to be developed. So this is why we have undertaken this project of values, that we have to teach people values. Why at this particular moment values are very important? And therefore what happened that in this our meeting we selected some 6 or 7 values, and our brothers, senior sisters and brothers of our divine family took also classes on this subject, that how to impress people that values are very good. For example, truth. Baba has said that golden age is Satyuga. Sat means truth. Its age of truth is going to be there. Truth has a power. People have misunderstood. They do not have faith in power of truth. Avyakta Baba has given one murli on this power of truth. I don't know, you know that famous incidence of Dr. James Jonah. Dr. James Jonah was Under Secretary General of United Nations, and he was a very good cooperative soul and had very good connection with our New York Center also. He came here twice also. He met Baba also. I don't know whether you know his story. Dr. James Jonah, Under Secretary General of United Nations. This is a long back, in 77. What happened that, as Under Secretary General, he had to do some government work, UN work. But some people were against him. And they lodged complaint with the Secretary General of United Nations, Dr. Perez Siqueira or something. And then the Secretary General had established one commission of inquiry against Dr. James Jonah. So he was having mental depression. So he went to our New York Center and he was asking Sister Mohini that what has happened, what to do. This commission of inquiry has been established against him by the Secretary General. And he said, he thought that he is innocent. He is not involved, but his name has been wrongly connected with a few activities about which he was not at all concerned and connected. So sister, and in that year only, in 76 or 77, we had Avyakta Murli on power of truth. So Sister Mohini said, have faith in power of truth and tell the commission of inquiry what exactly happened. And have faith in this power of truth and Baba will help you. And in the meeting before the commission of inquiry, he had told and narrated the truth as to how things developed and how he was innocent and how his name has been wrongly implicated. So then commission of inquiry gave a final report. And in that report, commission said that this Dr. James Jonah is innocent person. His name has been wrongly implicated. And this man has suffered from depression caused by these complaints against him. And he should be suitably rewarded by the United Nations Secretary General. So that report was accepted by the United Nations Security Council. And they recommended Secretary General that this man may be promoted, given a reward, promoted from the position of Under Secretary General to the position of Assistant Secretary General. And that was in 1977, when we were in 87, I forget the year. And Dadi Prakashmani and myself were also in London, in New York at that time. And at that time, this Dr. James Jonah had received promotion. So he was sitting, originally he was sitting on the 35th floor of United Nations because he was Under Secretary General. When he became Assistant Secretary General, his position was lifted from 35th floor to 37th floor. And he wanted Dadi Prakashmani to come and inaugurate his new cabin. So Dadi was busy. So Dadi asked me and Sister Jayanti to go there and inaugurate his cabin on this 37th floor next to the cabin of Chamber of Secretary General. So when I went there, he narrated this story that this is the effect of power of truth. But people do not have faith in power of truth. So this is the virtue and value of power of truth. Like that, we have developed a discussion on this subject, many subjects. For example, give blessings and take blessings. Blessings are also one of the most important ways and means of earning future. We have faith in power of money, but we do not have so much power on power of blessings. This is also a very important subject. Baba said, no, give blessings, receive blessings. Duvai do, duvai lo, that is what in Baba has said in Hindi. Then, positive thinking and positive work also. So just as we have got positive thinking like that, how to develop this positive thinking? How to accept something positive from everything that is going to happen? As Baba has said, no, there is always something positive in whatever that is happening. If you have a positive outlook, then you will have positive reaction. If you have got negative outlook, you will have negative reaction. So this is... Like that, we have got so many subjects. And so this is what we are going to discuss and develop this subject. So I just wanted you to share these things, that if you also think on this subject, that disaster and establishment of new world thereafter, they are the two sides of the same coin, then what will happen? That the humanity will get great benefit out of this campaign. So remember these things. And we have got in India a planning meeting on 3rd April for 6 days. And in that meeting, the details of this planning meeting, that means this subject, campaign of establishment of value-based society through education in values, will be finalized. And let us hope that it will become a worldwide project. And then our voice will be heard by the people of India, world, and also government of the world. And thereby, people will not block their intelligence up to the point of disaster, but they will go beyond disasters also and think of new world coming after disasters. This is what Sakar Baba Murli also said, that death, for example, in the end, when you are too old, at that time death is not a mystery, death is not misfortune, but death is a blessing in disguise, because after death, a new birth, a new life, a new body. So like that, new world is going to take place after disasters, and that is the real blessing that the world is getting. And therefore, we have to inform people of this incarnation of God right now, at the moment. We are going to see Baba's incarnation when? Tomorrow. Am I right? You all have come to meet Baba. So you will have that blessing of Baba, presence of Baba, Murli of Baba. And let us hope that Baba will give us something new. And you are going to meet now Baba's chariot also, Dadi Gulzar also. So let us have 1 minute break, and then you be ready for Dadi Gulzar, because Dadi Gulzar will be here in next couple of minutes. Thank you very much.
Let us all welcome Dadi Gulzar once again, few moments with us. So take the maximum benefit of Dadi's presence in the midst of all of us. The translation will be from the stage, English, the rest of the language will be from there.
Om Shanti. हम सभी बाबा की फर्स्ट रचना है.
All of us are Baba's first creation.
तो ये नशा रहता है, खुशी रहती है.
Do you all have this intoxication and happiness that we are the first creation?
हम ही फर्स्ट रचना है.
We are the first creation. Do you have this intoxication and happiness?
और बाबा ने इतना सहज साधन बताया है और कुछ भी नहीं आवे. सेवा करने में कभी डिफिकल्टी भी हो जाती है, लेकिन बाबा कहते हैं सहज पुरुषार्थ सबसे है कि दुआ दो और दुआ लो.
Baba says the easy method for that is, even if you don't know any other methods to do service, the easiest method is constantly give blessings and receive blessings.
कोई बद दुआ भी देवे, तो भी आप दुआ दो.
Even if someone curses you, you keep giving blessing.
तो कोई ने बाबा से पूछा कि बाबा बद दुआ तो बद दुआ ही होती है ना, तो उसको हम कैसे बद दुआ वाले को दुआ देना मुश्किल लगता है.
Somebody asked Baba, Baba, how can we give blessings to the one who curses? Because curse is after all curse. It's very difficult to give blessings to those who curses.
तो बाबा ने उनको जवाब दिया, तो अच्छा मानो बद दुआ किसने दी है आपको, और आपने बद दुआ जिसने दी उसको उसी रीति से आपने भी जवाब दे दिया.
Say someone has cursed you and that is not a good thing, but you replied, you responded to that person with the same feelings of curse.
और उसकी बद दुआ का समझो फीलिंग आपको आई कि ये बद दुआ देने वाला है. तो जब बद दुआ है ही बुरी चीज, तो आपने अपने मन में वो बद दुआ बुरी चीज स्वीकार की, तो दुखी आप भी तो होती हो ना उस समय.
So when someone gives you curse and then you take that feelings and keep it in your heart, it is not a good thing, but you keep that feelings in your heart, so you also experience sorrow because of that.
और बाबा ने कहा समझो इस स्थूल में भी देखो, कोई आपको कोई बुरी चीज देते हैं, तो आप क्या करेंगी, संभाल के रखेंगी?
इफ समवन गिव्स यू समथिंग डर्टी रबिश, वुड यू कीप इट वेरी सेफली?
या उसको वापस करेंगी या फेंक देंगी?
यू विल आइदर रिटर्न इट टू द पर्सन हु गेव यू और यू विल थ्रो इट अवे.
तो ऐसे ही बद दुआ बुरी चीज है, उसको अपने दिमाग से फेंक दो.
सो इन द सेम वे कंसिडर कर्स एज समथिंग रबिश एंड मूव इट अवे, थ्रो इट अवे फ्रॉम योर हेड, डोंट कीप इट.
मन में महसूस किया तो वो तो दुखी है ही बेचारा, लेकिन आपको भी तो दुख होगा.
दैट्स द वन हु गेव, वन हु कर्स, दे विल एक्सपीरियंस सॉरो, बट बिकॉज यू टुक इट यू विल ऑल्सो एक्सपीरियंस सॉरो.
तो जब भी कोई बद दुआ भी देता है ना, आप साइलेंस से उनको शक्ति दो.
When someone curses you, you just use the power of silence and give them strength.
और रहम दिल बन करके उसके प्रति और ही ज्यादा रहम के भावना से, शुभ भावना से उसको शक्ति बाबा से दिलाओ, तो वो भी बद दुआ न दे.
So be merciful and make sure that you allow that person to get strength from Baba so that they will stop cursing.
तो कोई ने कहा बाबा को बाबा ये बहुत मुश्किल लगता है उस समय.
Somebody said that Baba, it seems very difficult at that time, the time when they are cursing.
तो बाबा ने कहा तो उस समय आप ये पॉइंट सोचो कि मानो हमारे अंदर जब भी कोई ऐसा विकार पैदा होता है, चाहे क्रोध, चाहे बॉडी कॉन्शियसनेस, अहंकार, कुछ भी, तो उस समय आप भी तो परवश हो जाती हो ना.
So Baba said at that time, think about this point. Whenever you come under the influence of anger or any other vice, at that time you are also subservient to that vice.
तो उस समय आप ये सोचो कि ये इस समय क्रोध के, बददुआ के कोई भी कारण से परवश है.
So
तो परवश के ऊपर कभी क्रोध नहीं आएगा, लेकिन रहम आएगा.
So when you see someone cursing out of anger, at that time also remember that they are subservient under the influence of that vice. So when you consider someone being subservient, you will not get angry on them, but you will feel mercy.
और एक पॉइंट बाबा कहते हैं, जैसे देखो तुम लोग मेरे पास आए तो तुम्हारे में क्या नहीं था, सब विकार थे ना.
When you came to me, when you came to Baba in the beginning, you had all the vices in you.
तो बाबा ने आपके वो चीज देखी.
Did Baba see those vices in you?
बाबा ने आपको क्या कहा?
What did Baba say to you?
रोज बाबा, सभी बच्चे कैसे भी है, लेकिन बाबा ने कभी मुरली में कहा मेरे मीठे मीठे और करवे बच्चे सभी को याद.
Baba has all types of children, sweet children, bitter children, everyone. But did Baba ever said in the morning, every morning, Murli, my sweet, sweet and bitter children? Did he ever say those words?
नहीं कहा ना.
He didn't say
तो
those
जब
words.
बाबा ने आप लोगों को उसी नजर से देखा, मेरे बच्चे हैं, रहम दिल होकर के रहम किया, दृष्टि दी और आप बदल गए.
So Baba saw us with that merciful vision. Baba gave drishti with that merciful vision, and because of that we changed ourselves.
तो ऐसे फॉलो फादर करो, आप भी दृष्टि ऐसी रखेंगे तो वो भी बदल जाएगा, आपकी पुण्य का खाता जमा हो.
So when you use this method and transform others through this merciful vision, so you will accumulate in the account of charity and that soul will also transform itself.
तो जैसे बाबा मर्सीफुल है, वैसे आप भी मर्सीफुल बनो तो दुआ देंगे दुआ लेंगे.
So just as Baba is merciful, become merciful equal to the Father, then you will be able to give blessings and receive blessings.
और इंडिया में जब कोई भी मूर्ति के आगे जाते हैं ना मंदिरों में, तो यही जाके मांगते हैं मर्सी मर्सी मर्सी. तो बाबा ने कहा आप जो देवता बनेंगे, पूजे जाएंगे, तो मर्सी आपके जड़ चित्र से मर्सी मांगते हैं. तो तुम चेतन हो, तुमको क्या देना है, मर्सी रहम करना.
So whenever devotee goes in front of a non-living idol, what do they ask from that idol? Have mercy on me. So when your non-living images is giving mercy, so what you should become now? Merciful.
तो कौन है आप सभी?
So all of you, who are
merciful?
You?
Merciful.
Merciful.
Okay.
Yes.
Merciful.
You respond to Dadi, yes or no?
हाथ उठाओ जो मर्सी नहीं छोड़ेंगे कभी भी मर्सी.
So those who say that we will never ever let go of being merciful, raise your hand.
Every time merciful. पक्का?
Yes, firm.
Always merciful. बाबा कितना खुश होगा हम सबके ऊपर, बाबा दुआओं के फूल बरसाएंगे.
So Baba will be then very happy and he will shower flowers of blessings on all of us.
Okay.
So now you can have a two hand clap thanking Dadi. Bahut bahut shukriya. Can you repeat all of you? Bahut bahut shukriya. Thank
बहुत
you.
बहुत पदम गुना बाप दादा आपको याद प्यार दे रहा है मुबारक दे रहा है
So बाप दादा is giving you multi million folds love remembrances and याद प्यार love and remembrances and congratulations
Okay.